You are listening to BensTorah.com.
The Mishnah Sachem Ha'ilach Lishkan is Pinskoi, V'lamal is B'noi, V'lechol Sudas Eris in the Beis Chama. He's doing a mitzvah. Interesting, in Yerushalmi it says, how could you compare Shechitas Pesach, Milas B'noi, those are mitzvahs that have kores, Eichel Sudas Eris in the Beis Chama, right? They're making a Sudas Eris in. So it says Godla Shalom. You see the end of Godla Shalom from there. So the Korban Eidah says it's talking. It's not necessarily even talking about the person who's getting married. Eris means getting married, not what we call engagement nowadays. But it means he's calling. Shver is making one for his sister-in-law. He says, and Shver is going to get upset if he doesn't show up to the Suda. So. It's God la shalom. That's how you learn pshat. All right. Anyway, like this. So the din is that Chazal machayev us to destroy our chametz, and it's not enough to be mevatel. The raisa bittel, right? You do mevatel. You're not over by your raw, and technically you could live a house full of chametz. But Chazal machayev us that not only you have to be boidik for the chametz. We have to be mevayer the chametz. That's called beer chametz. You push it now. Let have Jewish chametz around. Jewish chametz that's still owned by Eden has to be destroyed. You can't keep it around. And the reason is most Rishonim hold is you might come to eat it. Since bread is something we're used to eating the whole year, you know, mezainis bread and memela. If you'll keep it around, you might come to eat it. And therefore Chazal made that you have to destroy the chametz. So this fella has chametz. And he's going to do a bris milah. Let's take an example. He's going to do a bris milah. And then he on the way to Brooklyn to do the bris milah. He's a mile, he's a son, whatever the case might be. He's going to do mitzvah. He remembers that he has chametz at home. He didn't destroy it. So the Mishnah says, V'niska sheyesh chametz b'toch beisai, im yochol lachzo levar, if he could go back, yochol lachzo levar, lachzo mitzvasai, he can go back home, then get rid of the chametz, and then go back to the bris milah. Fine, yachsuv yivar. So that's what he should do. He should get rid of the chametz. Im lav, but if he knows he can't, he's not going to go back. And or if he'll go back to get rid of the chametz, so what's going to happen? He's going to miss the bris. He's going to miss the Korban Pesach, let's say, but the Sudas Erison. So he doesn't want to miss that mitzvah. So then Chazal allowed you to be soymach on bitl belev, right? To be soymach on bitl belev. Im lav mevatla beliba. In other words, that's what's called bitl ba'al masagi. That since bitl ba'al, in other words, Enochanabi, he didn't get rid of his chametz. Maybe he'll get rid of it when he comes home another time. That's not the point. But the point is that since midaraisa, you do not need to be mevar the chametz. It's sufficient if he was mevatel the chametz here. That's the din over here that says in the Mishnah. In the Magen Avraham has a shayla the following question. Magen Avraham has a shayla that the Gemara says that if you go ahead and mevatel chametz after sheish, or after the sixth hour, which is 1 hour before, you can't be mevatlet la'locha. Let's explain that for a minute. The din is chametz, as we all know, is the way we paskin, right? This chametz is also ba'na, right? Not only you can't eat it, but there's no ownership of it, basically. Meaning that you can't use it as soap, you can't sell it, you can't trade with it, right? Chazi, you could. You can't make a business out of it, but technically, if somehow you yarshim a lot of chazi, you could sell it or whatever. They make a mistake, a delivery to a local store, Chas V'Shalom, and you paid for it, you didn't realize what it was, and you realize they took off the heksher, it's not kosher, I'm sure things like this happen. Technically, you're allowed to sell it. It's nizdam al-yodai. But chametz, like basa b'chol, of other things, is also banah, right? You can't, a few years ago, you see how careful you have to be with, the fellow asked me he forgot to get rid of his cereal. The cereal's still there. The night of Pesach, he asked me. I said, put it away, because you're not allowed to, it's muktzah, you assume it was sold. And come to me, Motzei Pesach, and I'll tell you what to do with it. Come to me, like, in the afternoon. So he says, I said to him, you know, Yanko, what's... He said, no, I found a better eitz. My cleaning lady came over. I gave it to her. That's mamish and issa deraisa, right? That's an issa deraisa. Somebody just told me, a bacher, what would you say? A bacher said his parents have relatives that are not religious and invited them for the Pesach, and they came, and they put down on the Seder table a bottle of schnapps, exactly. A bottle of schnapps. What would you have done?
You don't have to be kainitz.
You don't have to be kainitz. What do? You leave the bottle of schnapps on the tzmuktze, though.
Cover it, no?
What?
Cover it.
So that's a very nice thing to do to them. Thanks you for the beautiful gift. I mean, it's a little embarrassing to them. What are you going
to
tell them?
What?
You explained it. Okay, it seemed like it was not... I don't know. This is after the fact. I don't know. I told her, you know, so one Meir Radi, now when I missed, it said, knock with your hand. I said, it's also not a great, you know, you just go like this and fall on the floor. At Thailand, you could tell them to move at Pashtus. They don't know it's Asa, Muktza. So they're not really doing an Issa.
Put a Western storage in the garbage can.
Well, no, it's not like a man says, you're not cutting it. Put it on the side, you know, we'll use it in the shop. Okay, I don't know if you have to say that. Wait, what?
We're telling them to do something. That's
yeah, but you're louder because it's a Dorbanan, which is a, and they're shaking in it. Shaking Dorbanan is mutter, technically, right? That's many sheet to sold the shaking Dorbanan on this. I don't know. But anyway, Chometz is also Bana. Being that it's also Bana, the Gemara says you cannot be Mavatlit. So the Gemara, so now, Chometz, when does it become also Bana? Machoikis Tanoim, Machoikis Rishonim, not only how you paskin, but if it goes according to everyone. But Lamaisa, La Locha, Lamaisa, we paskin, the Chometz, Erev Pesach is also Ba'na. Chometz is also Ba'na. We pass like the Rambam, that there's an Issa of Chometz, Lifnei Zmano, not La'achas Zmano, it's a Din D'Rabbanan, but Chometz, Erev Pesach, Chatzos, Chazal ate another hour, Chometz is also Ba'na. And since it's also Ba'na, you cannot be Mevatlit. That's it then, you can't be Mevatlit. Being that you can't be Mevatlit, therefore, it really doesn't belong to you, being that it's also Ba'na, you cannot be Mevatlit, because the technique doesn't own it. So Magen Avraham has a Shaila, let's say you remember this situation, you're going to the Bris, and you didn't get rid of the Chametz, and the Mishnah says, okay, if you're not going to be able to make both, be Mevatlit, it's too late to be Mevatlit. It's too late to be mevatel because it's after chatzos. So let's see the Magen Avraham too. The b'makom mitzvah, that's the Beis Yosef pshat, ukmu deraisa. Since it's a mitzvah of mila, ukmu deraisa. They said go be semech deraisa, go be mekayim mitzvah mila deraisa, and be semech on the bittel derbanan, on the bittel deraisa. Umashma deim hu mitchila shah vavu lemaila deina b'shusay levatel. Yachso miyad. B'chei mashu Rambam, which he doesn't say which Rambam he's referring to, but that's what he says. You know, the question is now like this. Should I go back and destroy the chametz, or should I do the bris milah? No, Gavriel, what do you say? What would you say?
It's a hard
shiloh. What do you do? You have the high, so he says, Mishum dai essay. What? Does not wish loisa say? What? Bayron Erev Pesach. So Bayron Erev Pesach happens to be in the Magen Avraham. It seems, let's skip over.
Why can't you be in the bathroom? Because it's no longer yours.
It's no longer yours.
Because it's no longer yours.
But that's every chal, right. So never oi, but that's the Gemara says. Yeah. Also in the cost of Kilo Bershuscha. But not enough to be in the bathroom. Only to be over in this.
It's trumping the choruses of Mila and Pesach. Those are more chamas.
What's that? We didn't do yet what he says. But let's take a look at number 12.
Magen Avraham is only talking about the din deraisa or even in the Shah Hamishas, which is Rabbanan.
Well, it's talking about both. Yeah.
So why can't the seller sell it?
You can't sell it.
Why can't you sell it?
So if it's also Bana, you can't sell it, you can't do anything.
I can't sell it.
No, it doesn't work. Chazal will mafkia the ownership. Okay, let's look at number 12 for a second. Lefikach, number 12, the Rambam. Lefikach im lo bitl koidem sheish. Umeshei shasal mailam matza chomitz. Shahoya daito lo vahoya beliboy. Veshachach beshasabir velo bira. Hareza ovar alo yirovo imatza shalor bir velo bitl. Rambam's master pashtus that yoivar bayra.
An Erev Pesach.
Hasagas arrived. Lefikach im lo bitl koidem sheish. Shalomaila. That's the Am Avram, the Ravid. Ulai sava zeh mechaber shu oivim meshei shasal mail beloy rav oloy matza ve'ena kain the shivas yamim k'sim. So I don't think I don't know if we've gone over the years. The Nei Behuda says, I mean, the derech of the Ravid is usually to scream at the Rambam to write very sharp l'shoynes. Over here just says no, it's not true. I mean, anybody knows it says shivas yamim. So even the Rebbe don't want to say that even the Ravid is Moida, that according to one man the Amr it's that way, but we don't pass him like that man the Amr. The Rambam does. Magen Mishnah denies this such a Shita. Magen Avraham himself, if you look at Magen Avraham in letter 14, Magen Avraham Asa Banami Daraisa, Umakom Makam, no, it's Erev Pesach, it's all about Erev Pesach. Makom Makam Eino Iver Bayra Adalaila, Rakal Mitzis Ese De Tashbisu. Magen Avraham Paskins, he himself holds, there's no Bayra in the afternoon. Okay, so being that there's no Bayra in the afternoon, now we have to go back to Shaila, what should you do? Should you get rid of the Chametz or should you do the Bris Mila?
Well, if he's going to be to Shaila this Pesach, he can't bring his Pesach. He's got
what?
He can't do a Pesach.
He can't bring it. So there's nothing.
Wait, where?
The Pesach is
if he's going to Lishkan his Pesach, he can't bring his Pesach for Yom Tzimatzah.
Right.
So it's like it's.
So that case, for sure.
He has to go.
Right. So, Chaim, everybody now knows, I don't know, that you were not here on Shabbos.
I'm not here on Shabbos.
Right. Okay. Because you wouldn't ask this question. Because that's the Rav Kivega Tzlach's question. It was a good point. We'll get to that. Or the Mevanez's question. I don't know if we'll do that today. We're going to focus on something else today. Good point. But let's see what the Rambam says. Rav Shaya, you were here, but...
I
know. Okay. I just said you were here, Shabbos, but all right. Mishum da hai ese va hai ese. Ve ese de tashbisu chomer tfe. You hear? Shekol shaita oiva lov masha enkein b'mila ve'ina. The Magen Avraham says... It's more important to destroy your chametz. Why? Because mila, you're missing out the mila b'shmini. But tashbisu is kol rega v'rega. And therefore, the amount of tashbisus is more chomer than the mila, which is only one time. That's the Magen Avraham's psak. Okay? Now.
Mila is not over?
What?
Mila is not over?
But mila is not over till the end of the eighth day.
Oh, but this is not the end of the day?
Yeah, this is the day. In other words, ain't a chanami, he might miss the mila. He'll be over one essay. The next time, he'll do the mila right away. Gavril?
No, that's what I was also thinking.
You're thinking?
No, because what is he over? He's over on an essay of tashbisu. How are you over on an essay tashbisu? What is it?
How?
I mean, how are you being over it?
I don't know, tell me.
That's
okay,
what
so he says you're over korega v'rega. Zok the tzlach, even though over here he doesn't quote the Magen Avraham. Let's see the tzlach at number 3. The end of the first line. The ladaiti eina over al essay zu achatechshach. When you over this essay, you over this essay till the night time. Why? She ain essay zu daimel bali ra. If there's no bali ra is over b'chol rega. That's a lav. The lav is don't have chametz. Every time, so you have it 12 o'clock, you're over by Ra. 12:01, you're over by Ra. But Tashbisu, of the essay, Zu, he do me the essay b'yayim ha-shmini yimo. What is the difference? Why aren't you over on Mila, called Rega Rega? Because the Torah gave a date. What's the date? Yayim ha-shmini. That's when you have to do the Mila. Till then, you're not over. Right? Plenty of people make Milas, and that's all, it's very common in Lakewood. By Baron's time, that's when you were allowed to do Mila, only in the afternoon, not to disturb the Seder. That was the klal by Baron, right? Many, a Blabel Eger, Kiyadua, because of his great achanas, he used to make all kinds of achanas of Blabel Eger in Lublin. you do what that to label Eger used to say, you know, it was like the Amshunava nowadays, that type of. So they say that after Purim he would be rushing to make the Afikoyman by Chatzais. That's what the Welt said, that he would be rushing to make the Afikoyman by Chatzais. So you do it, that he used to make a lot of achonis and be a sandik, mamish a few minutes before Shkia. And the Rav of Lublin, Rabbi Rish Ashkenazi, had big tainas on him. He said, you mean, without the end of Zrizen Magdim and the Mitzvahs. And he wrote to the Chedush HaRim, and the Chedush HaRim, there's a letter printed from the Chedush HaRim where he's matzdik him. He says, to have a sandik like a blable eger that has to do such a chonis, you cannot do Zrizen Magdim. The first time I saw this letter, or the first time I was showed, I remember Bichelau for Shia? Yeah. So, by Noyach's bris, 43 years ago, so my parents were coming in, and they couldn't get a ticket for the morning. They had to come in the afternoon. Okay, so I was a little kid then, and the Moyal told me, you got to do Zviz and Magdim and Mitzvahs. And I went to Bichelau for just Motzei Shabbos. So he said, Naftulaven is the bris. The Elton coming, your parents coming? I said, yeah. He says, they're not going to make the bris, though, because it's coming afternoon. So he said, well, I said, Zviz and Magdim and Mitzvahs. Zviz and Magdim and Mitzvahs, he says, doesn't this from the Taseres Adibris? A Kabbat is Avicha Vesimecha is. It's all kind of way. I was a, you know, a little kid then. And he said, you know, kind of thing is that? And he showed me this letter, Madach Fadas. He says, Pima Chabad, your parents, you're going to miss a bris? I do. So Taka had to, you know, called my shrimp. I said, yeah, right. He felt uncomfortable. What could you do? The Mayal kept saying, Zviz and Magdim. And he said, yeah, Mayal's a Zoriz. He wants to get on to the next job. But that's not your, that's not what you have to do. But anyway, so Franklin Slach, just like you're not over Mila till the end of the eighth day, you're not over Tashmisa till the end of Erev Pesach. That's the Slach's Taina.
You are listening to BensTorah.com.
Right, you can't.
So he'll be revived or the eighth day.
Right, even if he is. Even if he is.
So then he's over called Rega.
How's he over called Rega?
After the eighth day. And
how?
The second day.
Wait. First of all, you're assuming you're over called Rega Rega after the eighth day.
That's what I always thought, yeah.
Why did you think that way?
Because you're being Mevatel Mitzvah of Mila every single second. You have a mitzvah to go ahead and to do the bris.
Who says that?
It's after the eighth
day. Eighth day is a special mitzvah. After that,
after that,
so let me, if you have been to a Mila Shul Bezmana in your life,
I've been to
did they do it exactly right after Alois Neitzach Hamra? I doubt it, right?
No, they wait until Sundays, in fact.
that's wrong. That's wrong. That you're right.
Yes.
That's wrong.
That you're right. You're right. People always ask that. It says once, it's anyway Shul Bezmana, you can't do that, right? We had it a few times over here. Yeah, so you're right, the Magen Avraham says you're over Korega Rega, which needs to be understood. Why? All right, this is Magen Avraham. The Machzor Shekel talks about it. But over here, first of all, is maybe the pshat is you'll make the bris 5 minutes before Shkia. But if you'll just do to make the bris, right? Secondly is, so you'll mal right away, the first opportunity. You're not over Korega Rega.
I said, but the Mishnah puts the two cases together.
Which case?
Polach.
So that's what Chaim is asking. That's a different thing. We'll get to that. Which we're not gonna. I was gonna deal with that today, but in Chanami, you wait till the Chol HaMoed and you mal the kid right away in the morning. In Chanami. Okay, but that's what the Magen Avraham says. So the Tzlach says, like, why? Why is it Kol Rega Rega more than Bris Mila, which is not being? It's just like Bris Mila. If you don't do Bris Mila Bishmini, you're mavat lemitzah. So too. By not doing Tashmisu on Erev Pesach, you meval Tashmisu when nighttime comes and you didn't do the mitzvah. Okay, so there's different ways of viewing this. But we'll go with the Minchas Chinuch now. Let's do the Minchas Chinuch that we've probably touched over years. For Shon Shabbos we did it. Okay, let's take a look at number four. Minchas Chinuch in the midst of Tashmisu. Okay, let's see in Sabine. it's where I sit and learn, not my shtender. I need specific
works
ones.
It works.
Okay.
What's the correction?
No, not really.
Okay.
Okay. No, the v'hineh l'chayra yeh suffik. Now, I'm able to see this. In a mitzvah essay, who the Minchas Chinuch has a shaila, what's the mitzvah of Tashmisu? Ima famous chakira of the Minchas Chinuch. Ima mitzvah esse hu shiyah chametz mushbas. If the mitzvah is that the chametz should be destroyed, v'im yesh lo chametz. If a person has chametz, chutz mash oiva ba'ira, loisa ba'ira, let's say on Pesach, oiva oida lesa. Which, by the way, is also a question. How do we notice tashbisu on Pesach? Maybe it's taka only erev Pesach. The native view is shaila. Maybe it's taka shakzai shaila. Maybe it's only erev Pesach. Maybe it's taka not on. What's the? There's only one raya that it's masha. Thank you, Chaim. There's only one raya that tashbisu is on the whole Pesach because the Rishayim call it a lavanitik lasei. So pashtus, what's a lavanitik lasei? Bayra with tashbisu. If Bayra is during the 7 days and Tashbisu is Erev Pesach, so how do the two ever get together? But right now we're talking about Erev Pesach. She says, "Vim ein lo chometz, ein lo oivu belav, v'gam mitzvah esa mekayim b'shev al tase." Yeah, maybe there's a key in mitzvah, which is a new concept. Why? That you mekayim a mitzvah by not doing anything. Now, k'moy b'shabbos v'yomtiv. Shabbos Yomtov Ika Esed the Shabbosin. Right, the Gemara says that Yomtov is a loisa seva essay. So if you do malacha on Yomtov besides a lav, you even an essay. That's why you don't say Esed Deicha Loisa Seva Yomtov. Say Esed Nesa Deicha Loisa Seva Essay. Okay. That's what the Gemara says. So now, what does that mean? If you do malacha, you even a lav. Right, you write on Yomtov, you write on Shabbos, you even a lav. You also even the Esed Shabbosin. What if you don't write? Huh? Is there a kima mitzvah? See, he assumes, he says it's mashin rishonim in the Rambam Ramban that you makayim a mitzvah. You makayim a mitzvah, which means not that you makayim the mitzvah at the end of keeping Shabbos 24 hours, which would come out no one keeps it. Everybody makes some kind of mistake. It means it's every second that you don't do malach, you makayim a mitzvah. So in the same vein, every second that you don't have chametz, you makayim mitzvah. Now one could hear a big difference because doing malach is a pshat, a person naturally does malacha, that's what he does. And you're holding yourself back. You're not holding yourself back from not having chametz. If you don't have chametz, you don't have chametz. If a guy's gluten-free, he's not doing anything. A guy's not doing malacha, I understand, he's not doing anything, but he is refraining from doing malacha, which is the posture of a person. A person has a mica, he's not doing anything also, but he has a mica. He has a mezuzah, he's mekayim a mezuzah. Here, it's a big chiddush that because I don't have chametz, I'm mekayim a mitzvah. Well, Maisa is, Avinezer brings a Marik, and the Marik says that if somebody doesn't have chametz a year before Pesach, oh yeah, he's gluten-free, he doesn't have. Comes Erev Pesach, he is mekayim the mitzvah of Tashbisu. How's he mekayim the mitzvah of Tashbisu? Because the mitzvah of Tashbisu doesn't mean to get rid of chametz, it means not to have chametz. Oh, okay, now. V'im la'asa malacha, chutz mashal ova alav, kiim gam ke mitzvah zesh basam. Hachinami, ikka mitzvah kan shalei hachametz b'shusa. Hu mushmetz b'shusa, kamo mitzvah esay shabasim. Deloi hevi kemoi lav haba machal asay. There's something called the lav haba machal asay. Lav haba machal asay means you're not allowed to do this thing, and if you do it, you're over an asay. For instance, marrying a mitzvah rishon, mitzvah sheni, right? Mitzvah shniya, mitzvah rishona, right? So there, if you marry them, it doesn't say in Torah, don't marry them. It says, marry a third generation. Obviously, the Torah is not telling you a mandate, a chiyuv, to marry a third generation mitzvah. It means, don't marry the second. That's called the lava machla say. So over here, it's not the pshat the Torah is telling you, don't do a malacha. That we know from the lava. It means rest. You can mekayim a mitzvah. So he says over here, too, that over here, maybe you mekayim a mitzvah by not having chametz. Right? The lava come out of the lava, but machla tain, mekayim a mitzvah, but ain't over rak, but over a lava. And so forth. The other tzad, he goes into this, maybe not. Maybe the mitzvah is to destroy chametz. The act of destruction. The act of destruction is mitzvah. In other words, if a person doesn't have chametz, so in a chanami, he's a good Jew, doesn't have chametz. But he's not mekayim the mitzvah tashbisu. Tashbis is only if you have chametz and you destroy it. Minchas Chinuch goes into a few nafkaminas. Like one he says is, maybe you should, if you hold like the second side, you should get yourself a bagel Erev Pesach so you can destroy it. Which is a little like tzitzis, you get yourself a bagel. It's a little hard to hear. Beggar of Tzitzis is of Shofkol Sof. The Torah wanted the Kima Mitzvah. Over here, what the Torah wanted you to destroy the Chametz? The Torah did want you to be Chametz free. Except the Torah says, if you have Chametz, make sure you get rid of it. It's hard to imagine that there will be an Inyan to go get a piece of Chametz, but we don't know. I mean, Minchas Chinuch bigger than us to say that maybe there is a Tzad to say. Another Nafkamini says, for instance, let's say you steal from somebody a mitzvah. So this is a shaila. Does stealing a mitzvah mean, right? The Gemara says that if somebody does kisui adam, right? Somebody shechts a chai, an oif, and he has to do kisui adam. And somebody comes and does the kisui adam instead, they have to pay him 10 zuvim, which according to the cheshbon, someone told me it's 2 years' salary in those days. That's Rebbetzin told me that they came to the Skelana Rebbe and they said about a certain donor that the one that was just lived the Skelana Rebbe, and they said to him, you know, the person's a big donor, you should get him a gift. He says, I did. He says, you did? They checked. Well, Rebbe, you didn't give him any gifts. He said, what do you mean? I gave him a mitzvah. That's the biggest gift you could give a person. I gave him the opportunity to do the mitzvah. He couldn't understand, like, what are you talking about? I gave him an opportunity to do a mitzvah, right? They say, somebody once told me that when they once built a certain fella, Sir Rahman Slan, he lost like 6 children in the Holocaust. And he built 6 floors of a building in Ger, for each child. He said, at the groundbreak or whatever, the Chanukah Sabayas, so he came to Levson gave him a. So Rebbe said, Rebbe, like, you want to chabit him? He said, chabit he wants. So too, that's what he also wants. He says, okay, good, gesunta eight. So he took him here 6 bottles of wine. You know, like, if that's what. He says, what do you mean? The guy did an unbelievable mitzvah. Right? So we don't understand the promise. It says in Rabbeinu Tam, somebody once got an aliyah. Reuven got aliyah. Shimon took the aliyah. So he wanted to make Shimon pay a service to Reuven. So Rabbeinu Tam told him, I've read 8 of you. Give him a chicken to Shecht and do Kisui Adam. If you don't have that Sar Zuvim, give him a chicken. This way he gets a mitzvah. Rabbeinu Tam wasn't making a joke. Rabbeinu Tam held that the mitzvah is. So the din is if you steal a mitzvah, Sar Zuvim. So not as a shayla, really, if you destroy a mitzvah. In other words, a person's about to give shachmanas. And you come over, you tackle him on Purim. The shachmanas goes into the sewer, excuse me. And you didn't get the mitzvah, but you made him lose the mitzvah. So over here, in Minchas Chinuch class, what happens? A guy's about to destroy his chametz. You take the chametz and you throw it into the fire. So if you say the mitzvah is the act of destruction, you stole the mitzvah from him. He was supposed to. The mitzvah is not to have chametz. What's the difference? Who destroyed it? It doesn't matter. It's not having chametz. Then you wouldn't have to pay. It goes into, if there's mitzvah sichs kavan, he has a lot of nice stuff gaminas. But what's the bottom? Avada this chakira, Reb Chaim says a little different, right? Reb Chaim calls it, maybe it's an isra say to have chametz. Others, Shmuel Krizovsky goes into, now that they have his farm, maybe it's to do an action that brings it to not having it. Okay, that's already fine-tuning the actual chakira of the Minchas Chinuch. But Pasha is like this. If you say the mitzvahs, an assay. So the pshat is destroying the chametz. That's the act of destroying the chametz. Therefore, when you can makayim the mitzvah, when you destroy the chametz, right? We spoke about, doesn't mean you have to get rid of all your chametz. But you have to get rid of chametz. Are you makayim a mitzvah once you get rid of all the chametz, or for every thing that you do, you makayim mitzvah? So Dovi Eisenberg, like I said, could be that even if you say shev al tas, it's shev al tas on every kazais. Could be. I always understood it that the shev al tas is when you don't have chametz. But kupam like this, if the mitzvah is not to have chametz, how are you makayim the mitzvah? By not having chametz. That's a state. A state is every second. That's what it means. Oiva kol rega rega. If the mitzvah is to do, right, so the pshat is the act of destroying the chametz, the act of destroying the chametz. So vada, like the tzlach says, it's one action. Destroying the chametz, that's the mitzvah. You're not being mefa'al kol rega rega, just like you're not being mefa'al mila kol rega rega, right? If the mitzvah is to be in a state of, for instance, mezuzah. Avada mezuzah, if a person has a house or a door that's mechuyev in a mezuzah, a room, a house that's mechuyev in a mezuzah, he can't just say, okay, I'll wait till later. The mechuyev mezuzah is every second. He gets a mitzvah every second. So every second that the mezuzah is not on, he's being mevatel the mitzvah.
Why can't it be both?
The what?
It's the act of destroying the second.
Excuse me. The what?
You It's an act of destroying that results every second.
Yes, so that's what Reb Shmuel wants, and maybe you have to do an action, but whatever it is, if the result... but maybe if it's the result, then it should be that you're Yoivakol Rega Verega. In fact, if you look at the Magen Avraham in... maybe I didn't put it there. No, I don't think I put it. Magen Avraham says that if one finds, we spoke about finding that chametz on Pesach, right? So, Hoshal is machlokes rishonim. You said cover it up. It's not so posh. There are those who say that's only if you weren't mevatel the chametz. If you were mevatel the chametz, then it's already anyway not yours. It's not the raisa, so you don't destroy it. Or with soymach and our selling our chametz different because every time that we have chametz, be'etzim we sold our chametz. Now, when you find your chametz, be'etzim it's not yours. In the thing that you sell to the Rav, it says all chametz, even if it's found anywhere, right? As long as you know that's what usually it's sold. But a kopanim, so the Magen Avraham brings, or maybe if you weren't mevatlit, remember in those days they didn't do mechira. Mechira was not done only because we didn't have the same communication. People lived in towns and they didn't know how to sell. They were amaratzim. They were a lot of amaratzim. So they were afraid of that they would sell and not really know the right thing. But we have Baruch Hashem, people in our doing. We have the communication. It's really not a problem. But a koponim, so the Magen Avraham says, he brings a shla that if you do find chametz on Pesach, get a goy to destroy the chametz. Amir al-Akam Shvus, he goes into that. That's a shla b'fnei atzo. Frekt of Kivega, how you makayim the mitzvah of Tashbisu? If you get a goy to do it, you want mekayim the mitzvah. The goy got rid of the chametz. The teretz is that the Magen Avraham again, l'shitasei, the mitzvah is not the act of destruction. The mitzvah is not having chametz. Who cares if the result? So who cares if the akum did it? As long as it's not, you don't have the chametz with you, that's called being mekayim the mitzvah. What would the tzlach say? Like Rav Kivenger, you're right. That's what it seems. So now, be'emes...
Is there a thought that you allow you to shliach?
So also...
If it's a chiva, it's your maizah, then you can't give a maizah.
No, but you could be'etz. It's not a chalois. It's the pshat is being physically there. It's not a chalois. Now, lemaisa is like this. There's a toisis in Pesachim that seems to say he doesn't pass on Rabbi Yehuda. We mentioned before, Chametz is also about Noah of Pesach, who's passing on Rabbi Yehuda. That's the Rambam's Pesach. We follow the Rambam's Pesach. But the other Rishayim, Taisus included, do not pass in that way. They hold there's no Issof about Chametz Erev Pesach. So Taisus says, Im Ken, what do you got to get rid of your Chametz? Eat your Chametz. So Taisus says, eating is not called Tashbisu. Now, why not? Balmar says it is. If you eat chametz erev Pesach, you're mekayim tashbis. Why? You got rid of the chametz. Are you eating it? So what? What does Tosfos hold? Because if the mitzvah is to destroy chametz, you don't say when a guy eats something, he destroyed chametz. Right? He ate chametz. Right? That's what you do with chametz. You eat it. So Tosfos hold, that's not called destroying it. So Tosfos asks, Im Kain, why does it say you take all your chametz and you burn it the sixth hour, which is 11 o'clock? What you should do is that take a little at a time. You want to put up a coffee. Taisol, it's mutabana, Erev Pesach. Again, we don't pass it that way. Nobody come out and say it's mutabana. Taisol, it's mutabana, Erev Pesach. Erev Pesach, 3 o'clock in the afternoon. You can be Mekadosh and Isha with chametz. You can sell chametz, right? If you still have schnapps, you can sell chametz. We don't pass, but that's what Tais holds. So in came Tais says, what, you got to burn everything at 11 o'clock? Burn a little time, you know, when you want to cook something at 2 o'clock, you want to put a pot of coffee, put in some chametz. What, do you have to destroy everything at one time? Tais says, I'm afraid you might come to eat it. But Smash and Tais says, you can keep it around the whole time, like the tzlach, then you're not over korega according to this Magen Avraham. The other question with Rav Chaim asked, so that's not for today, but if you want to take a look at it, that's basically number 5. Rav Chaim asked, in the case of Pesach, where you weren't mevatli chametz and you can't be mevatli, it's too late to mevatli, avadi got to go back, because how could you shech the karm Pesach? The issa of lo sishchad ala chametz dam zivchi. That's the tzlach's taina. How could that be? Right? That for sure in that case. So Rav Kiveka goes into the whole shayla with the tzlach. Can you say esa doicha loisase? Can you say the esa of Pesach, Karban Pesach, is doicha the lav of loisishchet? That's what the lav is telling. Oh, so Rav Kiveka says maybe the lav is talking about where you could get rid of your chametz, and therefore there's a lav. But if you can't give your chametz, all of a sudden you're in Eretz Yisrael, you show him, you say, oh, I forgot my chametz in America, right? And I can't, you know, before phones and everything, and I can't get rid of it. Maybe if that's the only way I can be Mekayim, the mitzvah of Karban Pesach, then you would say, Aseh Deicha Lo Yisaseh. So this is a big shayla.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.